Hare Krishna. This song composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is comprised of various names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially in relationship to his beloved devotees. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasvigraha. That the name of the Lord is identical with the Lord. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Especially in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the cause of all causes, incarnates within the transcendental sound vibration of the Holy Name. Lord Gauranga taught us Nam Nam Akariba Nija Sarva Shakti. That all the powers, all the beauty, all the mercy of the Lord is within the name of the Lord. When we call upon Krishna's names, it is the most accessible and powerful way of remembering Krishna, especially if we are attentive. Jejatamam prapadyante tams tadaiva bhajamyam. Krishna tells in Gita that he reveals himself to us according to the sincerity of our surrender. In the same way, according to the sincerity in which we call out or cry out Krishna's name, Krishna will reveal himself. He's always non-different than his name, but he reveals himself according to our sincere devotion. Srila Prabhupada explained in a similar way with the Archamurti, or the deity. If we approach the deity as wood or stone, although Krishna is that deity, he will appear to us to be wood or stone. If we approach the deity as the all-loving Supreme Personality of Godhead, with a deep desire to serve and to please him, Krishna reveals himself as he is. As we heard in the story of Sakshi Gopal, Krishna can speak to us. Radha Damodar, for Jiva Goswami, he would play his flute and he would dance for him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was seeing Krishna everywhere. He was seeing Vrindavan everywhere because he was always seeking Krishna everywhere. The Bible says this too, seek and you shall find. If we're seeking sense gratification, if we're seeking ways to satisfy our ego, we will find so many facilities for that purpose. If we're seeking the opportunity to serve Krishna, to love Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself to us in every situation. That is the spirit in which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur taught us. Do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna will be pleased to see you. This is how we should come before the holy Murti, the deity in the temple. This is the spirit in which we should chant the holy names in our japa, our bhajan, our kirtan. This is the spirit in which we should approach the Lord who is within the heart of every devotee and within whatever service we are rendering. Krishna's watching. Everywhere are his eyes, his hands, his legs. In this way, the super soul exists, the Gita tells. He sees everything. And with his loving hands, he's willing to accept our offering wherever we may be. And he's willing to extend his hands to help us if we approach him with feeling. So these beautiful verses of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer, it is calling upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's names, especially in relationship with his loving devotees. Because the Lord, we chant his name, he's none different than his name. When we chant it in relationship with his devotee, that is especially pleasing to the Lord. Because we are not only honoring and recognizing the love of the devotee, but we are associating the Lord with his devotee, which is the Lord's greatest pleasure. One particular line of this song, Haridasa Modana Dhira. This is the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How dear he is to Srila Haridas Thakur. And how Srila Haridas Thakur is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the life and soul of Haridas Thakur. We were discussing yesterday about 200 devotees from Bengal immediately upon hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come back from his South Indian tour, they put everything in their lives aside to come to Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. This is how they prioritized the association of devotees in the presence of the Lord above everything else. In fact, they were willing to put everything aside for 4 months, every year, to chant, to dance, to take prasad in the association of Lord Chaitanya and the devotees. And when we read the descriptions of these devotees, the vast majority of them are grihasthas, families with children. Still, they made this priority. Now, we may think this is 500 years ago when economically things were much easier. They could do it, but how could I do it? If you want to find excuses, there are unlimited excuses. If you approach Krishna for excuses, Krishna will supply unlimited excuses. But if we approach Krishna, because with him as the priority, Krishna will help us to find a way. Now, we're not speaking necessarily about 4 months, but all of you have taken at least 1 week aside from your lives to come here to Puri, to be in the association of Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. So I would like to sincerely congratulate all of you for your noble devotional deeds. Thank you very much. And some have come from America and from Europe. But actually, coming from America or Europe, somehow you get money, you get on an airplane, you're here within 2 days. Yes? We think, oh, I have come so far. But in those days, they would walk from Bengal, which would take probably a couple weeks. So they performed austerity to come. But they prized the value of coming to a holy place of pilgrimage to be in the association of the Supreme Lord and the devotees. And when they gave up so much of their materialistic ways of life to come here, it's not that they came to enjoy materialistic things. They came to completely absorb themselves in loving devotional service. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated. How he reciprocated? He understood how the devotees took so much trouble to come here to see him. He was overwhelmed. He brought everyone to his home in the Gambira. And there he would praise each and every one of the devotees, describing their incredible qualities. He would do this upon meeting them. When they would come to Puri at the beginning of their pilgrimage, and he would do the same thing as he was saying farewell to them when they were about to return to Bengal. On this occasion that we're speaking, the first time that the devotees had come to see Lord Chaitanya, he was praising them. He was arranging the most wonderful prasad for them. He had Kashi Mishra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and indirectly Maharaj Prataparudra facilitating just the appropriate accommodations for everyone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing to it that everyone was completely satisfied on every level. And as he was embracing each devotee, putting chandan on their bodies, offering them garlands with his own loving hands, one after another, he asked, where is Haridas? Then he saw from his place at the Gambira, the devotees, hundreds of devotees were gathered around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a distance away on a common road or footpath, Haridas Thakur was laying flat in his full dandavats, offering prayers. He remained like that, face down in the dust of the road. Some devotees ran back there to Haridas Thakur and said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling for you. Haridas spoke from his heart. He said, I am from a low caste, and I am abominable. I cannot come so close to the temple. What if I happen to touch one of the servants of Jagannath? That would be a great offense. If it is possible, my hope is I could have some place not too far from Jagannath's temple in a solitary area where I could chant the holy names. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given this message, he became very happy. And as he was giving accommodations, praising the glories for each devotee, arranging nice prasad, he asked Kashi Mishra and the others, could I get one solitary place in a garden near Jagannath's temple? And they arranged that. And after everyone offered their pranams and went to their particular residential quarters, the idea is they were going to settle down and then they were going to all meet at the ocean to take their baths and then come to Jagannath's temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out himself to that roadside where Haridas Thakur was still offering his obeisances. Lord Chaitanya picked him up and embraced him. As Lord Chaitanya was embracing Haridas Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells, they were both transformed by the ecstasy of being with each other. He specifically says, the master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was transformed by embracing his servant, and the servant was transformed by being embraced by his master. And here, Srila Prabhupada and our great Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas take this opportunity to show how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was very specific about master and servant. When they embraced, they became one. They became one in the heart's love for each other. But in that oneness, still, Mahaprabhu was the master and Haridas was the servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master, was conquered and transformed by the love of this devotee, and the devotee was conquered and transformed by the love of his master. This is Achintya Bheda Tattva. The oneness in which we merge through our love for each other with the Lord and with each other on the transcendental platform is the quality of the nature of the soul. But in quantity, the Supreme Lord is always the Supreme. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, where he was about to describe the highest rasas of Vrindavan, beyond liberation, he begins, Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. We cannot enter into the realm of prema unless we deeply identify ourselves as the eternal servants of the Lord. Haridas Thakur, in the Lord's arms, he was so humble. He spoke, my Lord, I am sinful. I am the lowest person. And I'm untouchable. You should not be touching me like this. And Lord Chaitanya revealed his heart. He said, I am touching you for my purification. Because what you have, I don't have. And he was speaking honestly from his heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then cited a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho bata swapacho tokariyam yaj jivagre vartate namatubhyam te pastapas te juhuvu shashnuvarya brahmani brahmanachu namagrananti yete. That, oh my Lord, just see the glories, the wonderful glories of the holy names. Even if one is born in a family of swapacha, untouchable dog eaters by social convention, if that person always has the holy name on his or her tongue, he or she is greater than an initiated Brahmin. One who is always chanting Krishna's holy name should be understood to have studied and mastered knowledge of all the four Vedas, has gone to all the holy places to take their baths, and is truly a first-class person. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Haridas, you have already mastered the Vedas. You have already gone to all the holy places. You are completely pure. I am touching you only to become purified. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Haridas by the hand to this beautiful, secluded little garden, not far from Jagannath's temple. And there was a little place of residence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you stay here. And look, there is the Nila Chakra, the chakra on the top of Jagannath's temple. Because Haridas would not go in the temple. Even in those days, there was a social convention that people outside the Varnashram system were not allowed in. And Haridas was humble to honor and respect that. In fact, he genuinely felt himself unqualified to go in. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed to Haridas Thakur that the chakra on top of the temple is none different than Jagannath. And if we approach the chakra on top of the temple with that type of devotion, it is none different than seeing Jagannath personally. All the benefits of going in for the best darshans in Jagannath's temple, we can gain all that simply by offering our obeisances and prayers to the chakra. This gives great hope to those who are not allowed in the temple. And Haridas, all the years he lived in Puri, he never went in. He was completely satisfied, chanting the holy names and offering his prayers and pranams to Jagannath in his chakra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you sit here, you chant the holy names constantly, and I will personally come to bring you Jagannath's prasad every day. You don't have to worry anything. And Lord Chaitanya actually did this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take his bath in the sea. If we read the holy scriptures of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we understand how holy is the ocean here. Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would often have all-night kirtans in the sand on the shore of the ocean with all of his devotees. They would dance and sing in ecstasy all night long. One time at Sarat Purnima, when they were singing the beautiful songs of Krishna's Rasa Leela with gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when no one was looking, he saw the sea as being the Yamuna. And he dove deeply into the sea. And all night was floating on the top or going underwater, and the devotees could not find him anywhere. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day would take his bath with all of his devotees in the sea. Sometimes he would sit on the banks of the sea and he would see. He would see the river Ganga. In that spirit, he was feeling Puri to be non-different than Navadvipa. At other times, he would see the river Yamuna, and he would feel Puri to be none different than Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this sea the same benediction as in the form of Krishna, he gave the Yamuna River, and in the form of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip gave the river Ganga. In fact, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in this sea, it is describing Mother Ganga, Mother Yamuna, from the Himalayan peaks, they were rushing as fast as they could to merge into the sea to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his leela. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, all the holy rivers of India, they all ultimately come to this sea. And even though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea every day, it wasn't until he bathed the body of Thakur Haridas years later that he said the sea is the king of all holy places because it has bathed the body of Haridas Thakur, who common people considered untouchable. Because he was coming from an untouchable family, from another religion, without any caste whatsoever. Haridas Thakur, most of the histories about him is about how he was being persecuted. People were trying to destroy his name. People were trying to kill him. He was beaten through 22 marketplaces. Why? Because of his birth. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Oma Pavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Gatopiva, Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabayabhyantaratsuchi. Whether one is pure or impure, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes pavitra, purified both within and without. That is the power of Krishna. And that Krishna is saying, I become purified touching Haridas Thakur. The sea, this vast sea, is forever a most holy place because it touched the body of Haridas Thakur. Great devotees travel long distances to enter into the temple of Jagannath to have his darshan and to receive his Mahaprasad. But for Haridas Thakur, Jagannath came out of his temple personally to provide him prasad. Incredible. Now, for all great devotees, Jagannath only comes out of his temple once for Rath Yatra. And he comes to meet about 1 million people on that day. But every single day of the year, Jagannath would come out of his temple to personally, individually spend several hours with Haridas Thakur. Srila Prabhupada explains like this. This is the love for his devotee. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to impress, this is the love that he has for one who truly develops a taste and who spreads the glories of the holy names. At Srivasangam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur, your body is my body because you have surrendered it to me. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after bathing in the sea, he would go for the darshan of Jagannath very early in the morning, and would spend many hours standing beside Garuda Stamba. And after the Upala Bhog offering, he would receive Mahaprasad, and then directly from Jagannath's temple, this was his regulative principle, he would go to the little garden where Haridas Thakur would be sitting, immersed in chanting Harinam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. In the first verse of his Shikshastakam, Mahaprabhu tells us that the congregational chanting of the holy name is the prime benediction for all humanity. And the Namacharya, the forever exalted teacher who taught by his example how to chant the holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Thakur Haridas, a person who was persecuted, misunderstood from an untouchable caste. He is the person to teach the whole world. He is the person the Lord would embrace to become purified. He was the person that Jagannath came out of his temple to personally deliver prasadam to. When Sanatan Goswami came to Puri, he personally stayed with Haridas Thakur. When Srila Rupa Goswami came from Brajbhumi to live in Puri, he also stayed with Thakur Haridas. They also would never go into the temple. But along with Haridas Thakur, these greatest acharyas of Brajbhumi, they would sit to discuss Krishna and chant Krishna's name with Haridas. And because they were with Haridas, every day they had the darshan, intimate darshan, for many hours with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are innumerable pastimes. One day, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanting to give Haridas some nice shade to do his Harinam, 300,000 names every day, minimal. That's approximately 192 rounds. And whatever happened, he would always complete his chanting. And still, he did so many other things, but he was constantly chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he came to Haridasa's little garden with Jagannath's Mahaprasad toothbrush. Even today you can get these toothbrushes. They're nice sticks that are made into brushes at the end, and they put camphor and special herbs at the end of it for brushing Jagannath's teeth. Now, when you see Jagannath, we don't see teeth. Because they are transcendental. We may not see, but still we offer him the toothbrush and his teeth. He accepts the offering. So on this day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with Jagannath's transcendental toothbrush, and he pushed it in the ground, right in front of Haridas Thakur and his devotees. And instantly, it became a tree, a Bakula tree, Siddha Bakula. And under that tree, Thakur Haridas would chant the holy names of Sri Krishna and Sri Radha every day, all day. It was in that place of Siddha Bakula, once during the Ratha Yatra, Rupa Goswami, he heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting a beautiful prayer. So many people heard him chanting it, nobody could understand what it meant. It seemed like some sort of love poem between lovers. But Rupa Goswami understood it. And on a palm leaf, he etched his own, a composed prayer, which was a commentary on Lord Chaitanya's prayer. And he stuck the palm leaf in the thatched roof and then went to the sea to take his bath. While he was away, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this. He came to Haridas Thakur's house and he saw this little palm leaf stuck in the roof, and he took it out. He said to Swarup Damodar Goswami, "How is it that Rupa Goswami has understood so perfectly my heart?" Because he revealed this prayer as being the loving emotions of Srimati Radharani as she was seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra, and her yearning to bring Krishna back to the banks of the Yamuna under the Kadamba trees in the forests of Vrindavan. Swarup Damodar Goswami said he can understand the innermost confidential pastimes of your heart because you have bestowed your grace, your mercy upon him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes." He said, "When I met him at Prayag, I understood that his humility, his devotion was so great that I embraced him. And when I embraced him, I empowered him to fully understand my teachings and the innermost love of my heart. And I have empowered him to reveal that to the world." Rupa Goswami, after some time, came back. And Lord Chaitanya kind of slapped him in affection. And ultimately, Rupa Goswami was so dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that on one occasion, he brought his most confidential devotees all to Siddha Bakula to hear Rupa Goswami recite his Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. One verse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to recite. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the name of Krishna, when I chant it, it dances on my tongue. And I desire many, many tongues. When that name enters my ears, I desire millions and millions of ears. And when it enters into my heart, it conquers my consciousness. When he recited this Thakur Haridas, he began to dance. And all the devotees, along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, they all exclaimed that there is no such explanation of the glories of the holy name that is comparable to what Rupa Goswami has given us. It was on that occasion, after Ramananda Rai and others were asking questions to Rupa Goswami, that they unanimously, the whole group of devotees in the presence of the Lord, they proclaimed him to be the leader of our entire parampara as the representative of Lord Gauranga. And from that time, all the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are genuinely sincere in pleasing the Lord are known as Rupanugas, the followers of Rupa Goswami. That great meeting took place at Siddha Bakula. That is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested Sanatana Goswami, embraced him, and cured him of his disease. And in doing so, expressed the nature of the love between the Lord and his devotees. And eventually, that is the place where Haridas Thakur begged and prayed to the Lord, "Let me give up my body before your closing chapter of your pastimes in this world." And in the presence of all the devotees singing Nam Kirtan, and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu praising Haridas Thakur's qualities as if he had five mouths, Haridas Thakur, with Lord Chaitanya's feet pressed to his heart, with his eyes gazing at the beautiful moon-like face of the Lord, with his tongue continuously chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in ecstasy of love for his devotee, in separation from his devotee, he lifted up his devotee's body, held it in his arms, and danced in ecstasy, his eyes torrents of tears bathing the body of Haridas. So now we're going back to Lord Chaitanya, who is just providing this place, this holy place for Haridas. On the first day, when they all arrived, after he provided the accommodations and everyone bathed in the sea and had prasad, they all met at Jagannath's temple. They had the darshan of Sri Jagannath. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his devotees into four groups of Nam Sankirtan, each one having a lead dancer, they began to chant. There were 8 murdangas, 32 kartals. The chanting was so sweet, yet so tumultuous. Puri, in all of its millions of years of being such a holy place, has never seen a kirtan like this. This was Mahaprabhu's inauguration of kirtan before Jagannath, the first one. You're about to hear about it. Are you ready? Thank you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, and he had these 4 dancers who were the lead dancers in each party. One was Nityananda Prabhu, one Sri Advaitacharya, one Vakreshwar Pandit, and Srivas Thakur. The murdangas were playing, the cymbals were chiming, everyone was dancing, crying out the holy names of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was deriving such deep pleasure hearing the devotees crying out the names of Krishna. Seeing how he was so pleased to hear the holy names was inducing the devotees to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the chanting Nam Sankirtan. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would dance in the middle, and other times he would watch everyone else dancing. They circumambulated. These kirtan parties all together circumambulated the temple of Sri Jagannath. And one incident takes place. They were behind at the temple of Jagannath. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a miracle that would be remembered throughout history. As they were loudly, sincerely crying out Krishna's name and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood in the middle of the 4 kirtan parties. And everyone was seeing Lord Chaitanya looking only at them. Now, how is this possible? Because they're in a circle around him. The 4 kirtan parties were in the 4 directions, north, south, east, and west, and everything in between. And Mahaprabhu was in the middle. But they all saw him constantly looking only at them. Whoever was dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gazing upon them. And it's not that all of a sudden he manifested 4 heads. It's not that he was spinning around his head and going in circles and everybody singing, oh, he's looking at me. He was standing, and everyone saw that he's looking only at them. Kaviraj Goswami explains, this was a non-different pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan. When Krishna would sit on the bank of the Yamuna River with his cowherd boyfriends, it describes, Shukadev Goswami, that Krishna was like the whirl of a lotus flower. And all the petals of the lotus flower were like his cowherd boyfriends, the gopas. They were in a circle around him. There was a circle of 8 boys, and then behind them a circle of 16 boys, and then behind them a circle of 32 and 64. There were thousands of cowherd boys in circle after circle after circle around Krishna. And they were all eating their prasad on different types of plates. Some ate off leaves, some off rocks, some off feathers. They were very creative. especially in this serious artistic service of taking prasad. And every boy saw Krishna only looking at them. Each boy is thinking, Krishna only gazes at me. He's not gazing anywhere else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied all of his devotees in this way behind Jagannath and his temple as the kirtan was going on. And then anybody who came forward and started dancing in the kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would very lovingly, tightly embrace them. Then they came back before Jagannath after chanting and dancing throughout the day and saw the offering of fragrant flowers before Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Devi. Then they all came back to bathe in the sea. Mahaprabhu again served them Mahaprasad, and they took rest. Just after this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that Rath Yatra was coming in just 2 days. He called for Kashi Mishra, the superintendent of the temple, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and told them, he didn't tell them, forgive me. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains it in this way. He asked their permission if he and his devotees could clean the Gundicha temple to prepare for Jagannath's arrival. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nature. He is asking their permission. Kashi Mishra and the others, you are the supreme independent, supreme personality of Godhead. This is what they're thinking. Whatever you say is our order. King Prataparudra had already told them, anything that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, do it. That is the first priority of the entire kingdom, to satisfy his every desire. And he was saying these things even though Lord Chaitanya was rejecting him. He was not allowing the king to see him. This is the unconditional nature of King Prataparudra's devotional service. There was nothing fruitive. Ashlisya vapadiratam panashtumam. In Shikshastakam, Mahaprabhu teaches us that, my Lord, if you want, you can embrace me. Or if it is your wish, you can trample upon me or leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You can do anything you like to me. I am your servant unconditionally. King Prataparudra had this nature. Lord Chaitanya was saying very harsh things about him. We'll discuss that this evening in our class when we will discuss the Rath Yatra. He would say things about King Prataparudra like, yes, he might be a devotee, but that because he's a king, it's like sweet rice, and he's like a drop of poison. He's a materialistic person, and he's abominable. He would say things like this about King Prataparudra. No, if you ask me even one more time to see him, I will leave this place. King Prataparudra's hearing, this is what Mahaprabhu's saying about me. But still, unconditional loving service. He didn't know if he would ever get to see him. The devotees, Sarvabhauma, was saying, the Lord loves you, actually. He's only saying these things But eventually you will meet him. But King Prataparuja had so much faith in the words of the Vaishnavas and so much unconditional love for the Lord that literally the first priority of everything within his kingdom was to serve every wish of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These devotees said to the Lord, "It's not fitting for you to be cleaning the temple. But whatever you wish, we will do." According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in those days, they used to have hired people clean the temple before Jagannath would come at the Rath Yatra time. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to teach the world. What an honor, what a sacred privilege it is to clean the temple of the Lord. And how to actually make it clean in the way that the Lord is pleased, it has to be done with pure devotion, not for money. Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna does not see what is offered. He does not see the thing or everything. He sees the intent in which it is offered. Jagannath doesn't see and take pleasure in the temple being cleaned just by people being paid to clean it. What pleases him is the love, the devotion that is offered in the process of cleaning it. And how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this lesson in Gundicha Marjanam Lila. The next day, Kashi Mishra and the superintendent of the temple arrange 100 brooms and 100 pots for water. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his devotees early in the morning. Today is Gundicha Marjanam. It's very auspicious to tell this story. Early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered with his devotees. First, he, with his own loving divine hands, smeared sandalwood on the body of each devotee and embraced them with great love. Then gave each of them a broom. And they all went together to the Gundicha temple and began to sweep. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him an instruction. Every piece of straw, every speck of dust, every grain of sand must be removed from the temple. They were sweeping, sweeping, and sweeping everywhere. They were sweeping the walls, they were sweeping the ceilings, they were sweeping the floor, they were sweeping everything. And they didn't have these brooms with handles. They had the brooms where you had to get on your knees and sweep. Very humble way of sweeping. They were sweeping and sweeping, and they were, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told them, "I want you all to collect all the sand and straw and dust and make it into piles." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his own example, was sweeping. And sometimes, as he was sweeping, he was in such emotion of love because he was doing this for Jagannath's pleasure. Tears would pour out of his heart, and he was cleaning the whole temple with his tears. At the same time, sweeping, sweeping, sweeping. It appeared that he had 100 arms. That's how he was sweeping. That was his enthusiasm. And seeing the Lord sweeping with such enthusiasm, if he had 100 arms sweeping simultaneously, The devotees were very enthusiastic. And they all collected all the straw and dust and sand and made one big pile. All the hundreds of devotees made one pile of the accumulation of everything they collected. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself alone made another pile. And Lord Chaitanya said, I will understand how enthusiastic you are to serve the Lord by how big your pile is. Lord Gauranga's pile was several times bigger than everyone else together. That is how he wanted to teach us. And then they took all that dust. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started taking the dust with his own cloth and taking it out of the temple and putting it outside. And seeing this, all the devotees, they all used their own cloth and took all the dust and took it out of the temple until everything was outside. The temple appeared to be total, immaculately clean. And meanwhile, there were devotees with hundreds of pots of water waiting for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to start washing. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotees, now we must sweep again, searching for finer particles of sand, dust, and straw. And they all swept again with the same enthusiasm, making their piles. Until after the second sweeping, there wasn't even a speck of dust left in the Gundicha temple anywhere, in any crack, in any crevice, in any place. They went to the kitchens, to the singhasan, to the ceilings, to the walls. Everything was immaculate. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the indication, it is time to wash the temple. Indrajumna Sarovar is not too far from Gundicha. It is a sacred kund. We were describing the other day that in Satya Yuga, Maharaj Indrajumna performed 1,000 Aswamedha yajnas in the place where Narasingha temple is now, just beside Gundicha Mandir. And to all the Brahmins who was performing the yajnas, he was giving them cows and charity. He kept hundreds and thousands of cows in one area, and because they were all standing, it made a giant depression in the ground. And with the argya he was offering to the Brahmins and the rains that came, it filled that area, which was sanctified and purified by the hooves of the cows that became Indrajumna Sarovar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, after the Gundicha Marjana, would bathe in that beautiful lake and have wonderful, joyful water sports together. It is sacred water. They were getting bucket after bucket, and they were making lines. Because it's some distance away, they were taking these buckets. Kashi Mishra and the superintendent arranged 100 buckets, but then other people were buying more and more buckets. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buckets, and they were all clay, pure. And they were taking and handing them like an assembly line until they reached the temple. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the indication, they started throwing the buckets. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was first to do it. He took a pot of pure water and threw it on the ceiling. And from the ceiling, it went down the walls and the floors. And soon hundreds of devotees were throwing pots of water on the ceiling of Gundicha, everywhere. They were throwing on the ceiling. They were pouring the water on the walls. They were pouring water on the floors. They were pouring water everywhere. It was really a festival, a cleaning festival. Can you imagine? Hundreds and hundreds of devotees, hundreds and hundreds of pots of water, and it was an incessant. At every moment, there was more water because it was being passed from person to person, from Indrajumna Sarovar, and they started going to different wells. Water was coming from all directions. Some devotees would secretly pour water on Lord Chaitanya's feet in such a way that he was in such an intoxicated state of cleaning that he didn't know they did it. And they would catch it and secretly drink it. Then secretly, they would distribute it to other devotees and they would drink it. And then they would distribute to another devotee and they would drink it. And this is the way they were doing. They were washing and washing and washing. And it describes that sometimes they were so enthusiastic the clay pots would crash against another clay pot and break, and then they'd just get another one. And not a single word was spoken during this entire Gundicha Marjana except the name of Krishna. Everyone was chanting, Hari Hari. Everyone was chanting the Maha Mantra in great jubilation. Because they were so focused in seva together and chanting the holy names, they had complete, total, intimate communication, heart to heart. Whatever anybody wanted, they would just say, Krishna. And the person would say, oh, I need another bucket of water. Someone would say, Krishna. That means, you know, move over. I need to get to this place. Everybody could communicate perfectly, and not a single word had to be spoken except the holy names of Krishna. This is the type of Nam Sankirtan that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented to the world. Prem Sankirtan. It's not just a performance. When we actually enter into the true mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates chanting, and he's inviting every single one of us into that spirit. Trinadapi Sunichena. Taror iba sehishnana. Amani namane denas kirtaniya sadahari. When we are chanting in that spirit, then our hearts become one in love. There is transcendental communication. There is transcendental affection between us. You see, the ultimate communication is love and affection. That's the only communication that Krishna accepts. That's the only communication there is in the spiritual world, is the communication of the love that we have for Krishna and the love that we have for each other in our service to Krishna. That is why Brahma Samhita explains, every word is a song. Every step is a dance. And the constant companion of everyone is the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. All water is nectar. That is what we should be aspiring for, to create that atmosphere. Each and every one of us have a sacred responsibility to do our part, somehow or other, according to our capacity, to create that environment of the spiritual world among ourselves, centered around the chanting of the holy names in service to Krishna and the Vaishnavas. And to the degree we create that environment among ourselves, we will attract the whole world to Lord Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. If we're not part of the solution, we are part of the problem. This ahankar, this ego, this abominable tendency to want to put myself in the center of creation, is the cause of all suffering. Gundicha Marjanam, everyone put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wish in the center of everything. And therefore, they were all totally united to such an extent, they didn't even have to talk to each other. All they had to do was say, Krishna, and they knew exactly what each other wanted. In this way, they cleansed and cleansed and cleansed and swept and they washed. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he announced, now let all the water out of the temple. The water poured out of Gundicha. Then they washed again and again and again. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes the tears of his eyes were pouring even more water than all the pots. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes one incident where one Bengali Vaishnava, very simple man, he washed Lord Chaitanya's feet, and Lord Chaitanya actually was aware of it. And then he drank it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased inside, but he wanted to set a principle. So he spoke to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, see what your Bengali Vaishnava has just done. He's made an aparad. In the temple of Lord Jagannath, he's washing my feet. In the temple of Lord Jagannath, he's drinking the water from my feet. Now he has implicated me in a great offense. Just see. Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya said to Swarup Damodar, you're Bengali Vaishnava. You're Gaudiya Vaishnav. That means the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are all the property of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is the personal secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means the eternal position of every Gaudiya Vaishnav is to be Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas, the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Swarup Damodar Goswami took that devotee outside very gently. And then he came back to assist Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach us that whoever we are, we must honor the etiquette of Vaishnavism. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in relationship to Sanatana Goswami, he said that the observance of Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament that makes a devotee beautiful in the eyes of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after sweeping and washing with his own cloth. He was polishing every inch of Gundicha Temple. Until it is explained that that temple was as pure, as fresh, and clean as the heart of a Paramahamsa pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that this cleansing of the Gundicha temple by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees is an analogy of how each and every one of us must have that type of enthusiasm to prioritize the cleaning of our own hearts. Because Krishna's living in our heart. Whether we like it or not, our heart is a temple for Krishna. And Krishna will not give us darshan within the heart until we sincerely clean it. The dirt, the anartas of lust, anger, greed, envy, arrogance, and illusion contaminate the heart, make the heart a filthy place. It's not a fit place for Krishna, and he will not reveal himself to us in such a filthy heart. The nine processes of devotional service, especially hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, is the way in which we clean the heart. We dust all the straw and the sand and the dirt of our selfish, egoistic desires away from the heart. And at the same time, we must be very careful while we're cleaning not to put any more dirt in it. Srila Prabhupada, in such a simple, perfect way, taught us how to clean the heart. At initiation, the washing and sweeping process is the chanting of at least 16 rounds of the holy names every day. Prabhupada said minimum. And he taught us to follow these four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. That's a way of keeping from any more dirt coming in. But he also taught us the 10 offenses of the holy name. Making aparads to devotees or to Krishna is the greatest aparad to Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Rupa Goswami explains all the different kinds of dust and dirt that's in the heart. The following of the four regulative principles are just a basic understanding, criticizing, fault-finding, all sorts of materialistic, envious, selfish things. It's all ways that we just pour dust and dirt back into our heart. It's Krishna's heart. It's not our heart. It's Krishna's temple. It's not just our home. And when we understand and recognize that, tapasya, Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam, the basic purpose of human form of life is to clean our hearts. In our Vaishnav character, in our enthusiasm to serve, and in our enthusiasm and determination to perform our sadhana, we must follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees in the cleaning of the Gundicha temple. That is our sacred duty. This morning, I was looking out into the ocean. I'm going to give a rather rustic analogy, but I'm kind of a rustic person, so please bear with me. In the early morning, the waves were very high and quite turbulent. And I was watching some fishermen in their boats. They just had little rowboats. One fisherman on a boat, sometimes two. And they were trying to somehow or other get their boats out into the sea. And it was quite a challenge. Every day they have to do this. They're going with their boats from the shore, from the sand, and they're being beaten back by these huge waves going, and they'd get on their boat, and sometimes the boat would flip over, and sometimes they'd go flying next to the boat, and then they'd get back up and start pushing the boat again, and then another wave would hit them, and they would get back, and sometimes they would fall off the boat, sometimes they would push the boat, sometimes they would row the boat, then at other times they were knocked off the boat, and they just get right back on and start pushing and pushing again, and then they start paddling, and then against all odds, and somehow or other, after being crashed and crushed by these waves on so many occasions without giving up, just getting back into it, they reached a depth of the water where everything was peaceful. Then they would do their fishing, and they'd start catching fish. Now, we're not into fish, but the analogy is there. Adoshatata sadhu sangota bhajanakriya. Rupa Goswami explains the different stages of bhakti. Adoshatata sadhu sango. Initially, there's some faith because we're on the hot sand of material existence. And now we're going to compare the ocean to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of devotional service. So it begins with some faith that we want to go deep into that ocean, that there's something wonderful there, not fish. Love of God. We have faith. And we associate with devotees, and the devotees actually teach us how we could get there into the deep ocean. Unless we have faith that is established and reinforced constantly, are we going to be willing to fight against those waves? And then we begin bhajana kriya. We begin the process of devotional service, of following moral principles, very difficult in this age of Kali. Living with humility rather than arrogance. Everything's against us. Chanting every day a set amount of rounds in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, even though the mind is like so many waves trying to crash us away from the holy names. Chanting japa is something like that fisherman trying to get his boat into the ocean, isn't it? Have any of you had that experience? There's all these waves of desires and anxieties and fears and distractions coming. Yes? But it's not that we just, too much. We just keep getting back on the boat of the holy name and trying to go forward. Anartha Navritti. As long as we have all these impurities in our heart, sadhana bhakti Vaidhi Bhakti, it takes determination. We can't give up. We need the association of devotees to reinforce that determination in our hearts and that enthusiasm. Even when the waves of material existence and all of our anarthas are crashing against us, we just keep getting back up. Hearing, chanting, and rendering devotional service. And gradually by doing so, we go into the deep waters of nishtha, where there's firm faith. And in there, even some waves keep coming against us, but we don't fall off our boat. We keep going deeper and deeper. And then, ruchi, we start actually tasting the sweetness and the peace and the tranquility of the ocean. I guess ruchi is something like from the fisherman when you start catching fish. But you don't start catching those fish and get that higher taste until you get out there into the deep waters, which is an austerity. And who among us are willing to perform that austerity? That's the very purpose of human life. And we need each other to give strength. And ultimately, atashakti, deep attachment. And then bhava, that preliminary state of love of Krishna. And ultimately, prema, where we dive deeply into the bottomless, shoreless ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna. Something like cleaning our heart. It's the same process. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was perfectly satisfied that now Gundicha is a fit place for Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath Swami to make their residence. How could we be doing this whole Rath Yatra if we're bringing Krishna to a dirty place? Now that everyone was confident it's a pure, clean place, let us take the Rath Yatra. Krishna will be pleased. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took everyone to the Narasingadev temple, and they did the same thing. They swept and they cleaned until it was immaculate, like the heart of a pure devotee. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so ecstatic, and all the devotees were so happy that they made the heart a clean place for Krishna to come. They had Nam Sankirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and singing, and all the devotees were dancing and singing and dancing and singing. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tears were pouring from his eyes, his hairs were standing on end, his teeth were chattering. Sometimes he was crying out the holy names. It was like thousands of lions roaring simultaneously. Then he stopped, and he turned to Sri Adwaita's son, Sri Gopal, and he said, "Sri Gopal, chant and dance." Gopal was a boy. He began to dance and chant the holy names under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Suddenly, he fell to the ground unconscious. Sri Adwaita Prabhu ran up to his son, put his head on his lap. There was no sign of life, no pulse, no heartbeat, no breath. He appeared to be gone. Advaita started crying out the names of Lord Narasimhadev to protect his son. But there was no effect. Instantly, all the devotees made a circle, a close circle around Advaita, who had his son in his lap, and they were all loudly chanting the holy names. No effect. As they were chanting and chanting louder and louder and louder with more feeling, begging Krishna, please give life back to him if it is your wish. No effect. Advaita began to cry. All the devotees were crying. That is how much they loved each other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the circle. And he put his hand on Gopal's chest. And he said, Sri Gopal, stand up. Immediately, Gopal came back to consciousness. When the devotees saw that, this is in the midst of a kirtan, the kirtan became tumultuous with ecstatic joy. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his own divine pastimes, induced his devotees into deeper and deeper and deeper states of ecstatic love through Sankirtan. And through the histories we've been given by Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, we are all given the same opportunity. After the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, they all went to take their baths in Indrajumna Sarovar. And there were so many beautiful, playful pastimes that took place at that time. Then Lord Chaitanya arranged Mahaprasad. He started serving. But in this case, it says his hand would not hold less than what two or three people could eat. And in this way, he was giving each preparation. That was his enthusiasm to serve and please the devotees. But all the devotees were trying to hold their hands up to the plates because they couldn't eat that much. It was impossible. And at the same time, they wouldn't eat before Lord Chaitanya would eat. So somehow Swarup Damodar Goswami had Lord Chaitanya sit down. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, Jagadananda, Damodar Pandit, Mukunda, the greatest of the devotees were distributing the prasad. Such an honor to serve the Vaishnavas by giving Krishna's mercy in the form of prasad. If we just understand the inconceivable value of prasad, to serve it is such an honor. To receive it is such a fortune. If we take it for granted, then we'll just see it as food. But if we cultivate through hearing and through chanting and through remembering and through association the value of prasad, then we'll actually experience Krishna by seeing it, by its fragrance, by its texture, by its taste. And Lord Chaitanya kept telling, give them more, till they're filled to their necks. And this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated the cleansing of Gundicha with such happiness, with such enthusiasm, with such love, and with such unity, all the devotees came together to please him. Today is the celebration of Gundicha Marjana. So at this time, we are inviting all of you to go to Gundicha Temple and to receive the mercy of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya asked permission himself to clean Gundicha Temple. What an honor that is. So let us all ask permission for this exalted honor to clean. It's interesting, isn't it? Because the next day, King Prataparudra, he melted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart when he was sweeping with a broom. So this broom sweeping is a very special, exalted way of getting the Lord's mercy. In other words, to feel oneself, whatever position, whether we're kings or scholars or sannyasis or brahmacharis or grihastas, whether we're owning companies and we have so many employees, or whether we're just working for someone, whatever it may be, whether our children have the best grades or the worst grades, whatever our external position as far as our occupation or our ashram, ultimately gopi bharatur padakamalayora das das anudas, in our hearts we should just think ourselves the menial servants, honored to perform the most menial service of sweeping. Because if we have that consciousness that we're sweeping with love for Lord Chaitanya, that is the most exalted service. Whether we're ruling a kingdom like King Prataparudra, or whether we're just cleaning the temple floor, when we have that service attitude, that is the most exalted state of consciousness. And it's in that state that Krishna will empower us, Kirtaniya Sadahari, to chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. Krishna, 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 so for those of you who desire, at 5:30 this evening, we will discuss Ratayatra Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to prepare our consciousness for tomorrow. When Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra will celebrate Ratayatra. At this time, we would like to invite His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj, who is born and raised in Jagannath Puri. From the time he was in the womb of his blessed mother, he was relishing Jagannath's Mahaprasad. And ever since that time, from his early infancy, his mother was bringing him before Jagannath and offering him as her offering of love to Sri Jagannath. And he was attracted to help Srila Prabhupada, assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading Jagannath's love, grace, and service throughout the world. So Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, you are empowering Shamananda Prabhu to whatever is the message, Shamananda Prabhu is his empowered representative. This is Paramparaha. Thank you very much.